500 feet, but yeah, it wasn't inhabited, and I guess I couldn't speak to whether or not it could be in the future.
Do you know how far away the transmission line is from that residence?
I think ballpark about 350 feet.
Thank you.
Mr. Lean, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Thank you. Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Soley? Commissioner Clark?
Just a couple. I don't recall what exhibit number it is, but it's this particular right map here. There's a marking on this, and I see it in a few spots on the Rowden corridor. And it looks like it's a little brown circle with some sort of figure in it, but I don't see it identified on the legend at all.
Yes, I think there may be a location for a burrowing owl nest identified, and I cover that in my route testimony.
Okay. We can talk about it more there then. To what degree did Highway 2 play a big role in the corridor selection process and ultimately on the route?
Not so much in the corridor selection, but in the route. It seemed that routing along Highway 2 was favorable. And I can tell you, early on, we were looking at having line routes much farther to the north, but at the scoping meetings, we heard about crop sprayers for the peas and lentils that are grown there, and so that eliminated some of that area to the north.
Mm-hmm. When you spoke with landowners and local officials, did that become something they brought up, the trying to stay as close to that right-of-way as possible? Was that not something?
Yes, not so much stay along Highway 2, but they were more concerned about the areas to the north of Highway 2 that I guess the
just
transmission line would impact crop spraying.
Interesting. Thank you,
Commissioner Kramer.
Just one specifically, I noticed in just where the line the route crosses, I think it's Highway 2, and then out of. You know, it comes down out of Tioga, and then it first turns to the west. It crosses and runs on the south side, and then after about 4 or 5 miles, then it goes to the north side, with no apparent reason to me anyway. Just looking at the map, do you know why it crossed the highway twice there?
I guess I would defer that question to Mike Murray, lands and right away.
Okay, I have nothing else.
Thank you. Oh. Any Commissioner Kalk?
Thank you for your testimony too. The NEPA tie-in with Western and all that. Give me how that's going to flow together, because it would be hard for me as a commissioner to do anything until we get that back that says whatever it says. What does that timeline look like?
I would say we should be. And again, it's I'm speaking for the federal agency, and it's a little difficult, but I would say again, ballpark. Maybe 2 to 3 months, we should have approval on the EA, and the draft environmental assessment is, it's leading towards a finding of no significant impact. So there, this won't be a kick to the EIS level or anything like that.
Okay, just because in previous things we've done like this, until that comes through, it's hard for me as a commissioner, maybe
sure.
The others not to speak for them, but to do much. So that's a time frame that might now become a limiting factor, quite honestly. Educate me a little bit about when you've got zoning approval, but you still need easements. How do those tie in together?
Well, the zoning approvals are from the political subdivisions,
right.
and so whether it's the county or the township, the easements are one-on-one with the landowners.
Did you have any problems with any of those, or are you anticipating any problems with the easements?
Again, I would defer to Mr. Mike Murray.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
Commissioner Clark?
Just one other question, and if you'd rather answer this as part of the route testimony as opposed to corridor, but as long as I'm thinking of it right now, there are some abandoned mine lands that are identified just to the west of Williston, and I didn't pick any others up in the corridor that I could see, but could you talk a little bit about those and whether how much scoping you've done of the abandoned mine lands that are under the transmission towers and whether they've been reclaimed or to what degree they've been mapped?
Yes, sir. Well, we actually contacted the AML, the Man and Mine Lands Division of the PSC, to get information on these really abandoned underground mines. I don't know that there's really surface mining per se, but there are some areas of underground mines, and these are from, you know, maybe 1910 to 1920, and so there aren't fantastic records, and we have, I guess, what PSC has, what AML has on it, and really what it comes down to is we'll have to do a little bit more intensive geotechnical program there to determine foundation conditions.
So when you get on site and you're actually micro-siting the towers themselves, you'll be drilling down and making sure there aren't any voids underneath there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks.
Commissioners, any further questions? Commissioner Kramer?
Perhaps while you're pouring cement in, it just keeps going. Nothing else.
Thank you. Any further questions?
No, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Soley. It's noon. Does the commission prefer to take a lunch recess or continue with this witness?
Well, I'm just a couple of things, if I might, Your Honor.
Yes.
I would very much favor continuing on, assuming that it's not a lot. I don't know how much more time.
The next portion of Mr. Soley's is about 15 minutes.
The other question I would have, of course, would be for the recorder, who's working a lot harder than us. If she's ready for a break.
Okay. Let's take a break.
All right. It's a little afternoon. We will take a lunch recess. Thank you.
What time do you want us back?
What did you do with those extra?